The situation in Mali remains dire, with the number of deaths reported by the UN rising greatly in the last year. Almost a decade ago, this was the ceremony when peacekeepers from the UN mission MINUSMA started their work. But 10 years on, MINUSMA is struggling. Efforts to reach a peace deal with armed groups have failed. A constitutional referendum to put the nation back on a path to democracy was due to be held last month, but has been postponed. France, which had its own force in Mali, pulled out all of its troops. And in the last year, Sweden, the UK and Jordan all removed their peacekeepers from the UN force. Germany has said its troops will stay, but only for one more year. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has laid out three radical options for the Security Council: to beef up the mission with thousands more troops, secondly, to close some bases, reducing the footprint of the mission, or, the most extreme option of all, pull out all the peacekeepers.
What would it mean for Mali if the UN troops pulled out?
I believe that that would lead to a rapid deterioration of the security situation. It will affect civilians. We could already see in areas where we are not able to operate, where the Malian army is not operate, the level of violence against civilians is extremely high and is triggering huge displacement. So that could be replicated elsewhere in Mali and take a completely different scope. And it will also have serious consequences for the region.
Right now, it's not clear which of the Secretary General's options the Security Council will choose, but there are real divisions, particularly on human rights. Western nations accuse Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group, which was invited in by the government of Mali, of carrying out widespread abuses. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.